Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 23 After the Hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only, and the world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Hector Barreto is our guest, ladies and gentlemen, a former administrator of the U.S. Small Business Administration, currently the chairman of The Latino Coalition. TheLatinoCoalition.com is the website. They're celebrating the 20th anniversary of this great organization. I've had the pleasure of being around for a long time now. Hector, congratulations again. You guys are celebrating in Washington, D.C. today at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce building in conjunction with the Small Business Summit that they've been holding now for a dozen years or so. Congratulations again.
Thank you, Jim. Well, you know, we don't take it for granted. You know, I've been involved with organizations all my life. My father was the founder of U.S. Hispanic Chamber. I ran many organizations before I went into government. And I know that you don't get to 20 without a lot of good partners and friends like yourself. And so we're thankful for the 20, and we're looking forward to the next 20.
Let's do 20 more. What do you think?
We got to do at least 20 more, because I know you and I love to work.
That's right.
So, you know, our wives would probably not like us if we spent all too much time at home. But
well, as long as they get to go with us, mine doesn't mind. Hey, I want to ask you a couple of questions. You got Governor Christie coming today. Is he going to announce at your event?
Well, I don't know. I got to tell you, I got a lot of media outlets coming. I got over 20 media outlets.
Wow.
So they think he's going to make some news.
Wow.
I would love
to see
him.
Well, he's definitely going to have to talk about he's gotten a green light from his wife. He's definitely going to have to talk about that. Let me ask you this question. Can a Republican get elected in this cycle without having a Hispanic on the ticket?
I think a Republican could get elected without an Hispanic on the ticket. They cannot get elected unless they do better with Hispanic votes than they did the last two cycles. Now, also, I want to tell you, there's a deep bench in the Republican Party right now. There's 15 candidates probably going to run, maybe 20. And a lot of those are Hispanic candidates. So
that's right.
Like Marco Rubio, Ted Cruz. You got other friends of ours like the governor of Nevada, Brian Sandoval.
Well, Jeb Bush has got his wife is Hispanic.
That's right. She was born in Mexico. His kid.
Yep.
Jeb speaks fluent Spanish. So, you know, we've got a deep bench, if you will. But it's going to be a very competitive race.
Mm-hmm.
I think the other candidate is going to be Hillary, and she's got a lot of support
as
well. But look, at the end of the day, you know, there's not a Hispanic agenda. What Hispanics want to know is, what are you going to do for our businesses? How are we going to create more jobs in this economy? How are we going to fix this healthcare mess that we still have? And how are we going to educate our kids? We still have a lot of kids that are trapped in failing schools. Those are the top three issues, and that's what we're going to be paying attention to.
What about the health care? Because how have Hispanics fared under ACA, under Obama?
Well, and not as good as they thought they were going to. You know, you and I have talked about this before. Hispanics probably are one of the most uninsured communities out there. Probably 35-40% of Hispanics still don't have health insurance. And the ones that do, we're told, hey, your premiums are going to go down. You're going to have more options. You're going to keep your doctor. That hasn't happened. So I think there's still a lot of anxiety, and there's still some headwinds there. So we're not there yet. We haven't fixed the healthcare problem.
Will any kind of meaningful debate about immigration happen in this cycle, or will it just wind up being the Democrat candidate using it as a wedge issue against Republicans?
Well, I think it is going to come up. And, you know, you have some candidates there that are pretty serious on this issue. Jeb Bush wrote a book about it. Marco helped negotiate the Senate version of it. So, I mean, again, and we've talked about this before, this is not an Hispanic issue. It's a U.S. issue. We've got a system that doesn't work for our country, for our economy, for our security. And I just believe, this is a personal opinion, that it's irresponsible for both parties to keep kicking this can down the road. That's not going to help anybody. So they're going to talk about it. I don't know that they're going to get any legislation this year. It's an election year.
Yeah.
But I think it's very important, and we need to listen to candidates and make sure that they're not flip-flopping or changing their position, because otherwise we can't trust them on anything else they say.
Another big sector of the electorate that's probably going to be the deciding a group, and I think they were more than people realized in the last election, is the female vote. And you guys are going to announce a new health study for women today, aren't you?
That's right. Thanks for bringing that up, Jim. We have a study that we're releasing today about disparities in health for Latinas, Hispanic women. And you and I have talked about this. Hispanic women are starting businesses 6 times faster than any other community. Mm-hmm. But if they're not healthy, then that's going to not only affect their businesses and their families, but their communities. So we're releasing a study today that talks about that, and also some strategies on how we can start closing some of those disparities on those health issues.
Right. So in terms of our Hispanic women, white women are not necessarily likely to vote the way the men in their life votes. What about Hispanic women?
Well, I mean, I say this all the time. I say, Hispanics tend to be pretty conservative on social issues, on fiscal issues. They may not be registered with one party,
right?
Because the fastest growing segment is declined to state or independent. So I think a lot of those votes are up for grabs, and I think they're going to be listening. I think Latinas and non-Latina women are going to be really listening to these candidates and figuring out what's best for their family, what's best for their businesses, what's best for their community.
Right.
And I think that's what elections are all about.
I think so. There's no question about it. Hector Barreto, thank you for being here. Thanks for all your service to our country and for all the great things you do. Keep up the good work.
Jimmy, you're a good man and a good friend. Thank you for everything you do. I look forward to the next time.
Thanks, me too. Hector Barreto, ladies and gentlemen, thelatinocoalition.com. Check it out. And there are big events today at the U.S. Chamber.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.